Welcome back to the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on KNIA, talking Indianola girls cross country with head coach Morgan Singleton. And coach, I think about as good of an ending as you could have asked for last year, not only a school record being broken and a top finish at the state cross country meet, but also the team's best finish in a long time. Your thoughts coming off of last season and heading into this year?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like riding a high into a great season. We've had another awesome, probably our best summer of training so far. A lot of numbers out. We've got 32 on our roster this year, which is like 8 or 9 more than what we had last season. So that's awesome to see the growth in the program. We do lose our school record holder, Gracie Foster. She has headed to Drake University to run cross country and track and field for them. And we lost another varsity runner in Remy Siebertson. But we have a lot of kind of girls in the trenches ready to step up and do some great things. I think we'll have a lot of girls fighting for 7 spots. So I expect to see a little bit of movement on our varsity squad from a week-to-week basis. But very excited to see where we go this year, especially after the success we saw last season.
Well, there were some younger athletes at the end of last year who really stepped it up. I know Jordan Brown, going into her senior season, has been in the varsity roster for a while, but some other athletes at that state meet just had a good day. Hadley Erickson, a couple others. How do you see that momentum pushing forward? Did you see that over the summer?
Yeah, Jordan Brown is such a competitor, and she is one of the hardest workers that I know, and that's true of a lot of the girls on our team. Jordan's really stepped up her training. She's looking awesome in practice. Michaela Apple also looking really good in practice. And we just have a really solid pack with Leah Hartford and Taylor Hoger and Lily Hoger and Paige Hoger, and yeah, Kira Labertu's in there also, and with Hadley being in the mix also after the great season she had last year. We just have a lot of pieces that we can put together based on just the hard work that they've put in. We're starting to get to become an older, more experienced team with a lot of those girls being in the junior class. So it'll be nice to have that experience as we move into races this year, to run with just a little bit more knowledge, and then a little bit more tenacity as we kind of move through on a week-to-week basis. So I think that experience will work in our favor this year.
Well, after a couple of years now being in charge of the program, do you feel like the athletes know what's expected of them? And, not that there weren't high standards before, but just different standards as you come in. And now some of those underclassmen have a better idea of what that looks like in the off season for you getting ready for fall, right?
Yeah, I like to say that I'm a junior also, because I'm in my 3rd season of Indianola cross country as well. So that group of juniors, we've kind of grown up together in the Indianola program so far. And I feel like, being year 3 for me, the girls do know, like, there is a high standard for us. And I see that on a day-to-day in practice. They work hard. They know, like, who's helping with the warm-up, who they want to encourage and how they want to work together. And it's really just a really supportive, cohesive unit. And it's just a super strong team to be a part of. And it's been super fun to see the growth in maturity, the growth in athleticism, and the growth in friendships too. Because if you don't have friends on the team and you're not having fun, then I'm doing something wrong, right? So to see the camaraderie among the girls and the sisterhood of runners is really special. And it's a really strong point for our program.
When I look at the schedule this year, it is absolutely loaded. And I mean, it is every single year, but this year it just feels like even some of the smaller schools are incredibly talented. You're facing a lot of great schools, and it feels like there's going to be tests every single week. And not like that's ever changed, but it still does kind of put some pressure on you to perform in front of those good schools.
Yeah, you know me. I love a challenge. Iron sharpens iron. The only way we get better is if we put ourselves in a position of a little bit of struggle, right? I'd rather run against really strong teams to see how we stack up. We start our season at Ankeny on the 27th, we move into DCG. We got Urbandale, Marshalltown early in our season. Ballard the following week, middle of September. That's always a super competitive meet. We're also heading to a new meet this year, the Heartland Classic in Pella, and that has historically been a really high caliber meet with lots of talented teams and runners. So I think that we can hang with the best. I am looking forward to seeing how we stack up from a week to week basis, but I like strongly believe that, you know, the work ethic that we have and the work we've put in this summer is going to really pay off for us this season.
Well, I don't know if we've ever talked about this before, but there are some cross country meets, and I think they're more going away to some of the bigger meets, but sometimes you just get to face the 2-3 other teams, and then some other ones you're in the giant 15-20 meet competitions. What is the difference there? And in Eatola, I think trending more towards the bigger meets that are more like state with all those teams competing.
Yeah. Last year we won the Urbandale meet and one other one. I don't remember exactly which one it was, but in those smaller meets, it's really easy to see, like, you know, what does our team look like in a race, and what is that pack looking like? A little bit easier to spot those girls and those just position-wise throughout the course of a 5K. In a bigger race, points change a lot. In smaller meets, it's really easy for points to switch, whereas like in a bigger meet, it's super important to still be able to stay packed up. So even with those smaller meets, it's for the girls to be able to see each other and kind of pack together. That gives them good practice for those bigger meets when they might not see each other as often, but to be able to move as a pack, you know, high up in that race would be the goal there as well. So
it was the home meet that you guys won last year.
Yes,
as well.
That's right. Yeah, that's what I thought, but I didn't want to like say and then, you know, toot my own horn. But yeah, we won our home meet too.
Well, final question. Early goals. I know cross country is a ramp up. Winning those early meets is great, but it's honestly more about improvement meet by meet. How do you kind of lay out the goals for early parts of this season?
Yeah, I've already told the girls, like, each meet is a data point, right? We're going to have good days. We're going to have great days. And our theme this year is own your mile. Whether it's kind of a crappy mile or whether it's a really great mile, own it and step up for your teammates. And that's kind of the theme for us this year, is kind of just moving together as a family, accepting where we're at and moving forward. And it is a ramp up. You know, you start with the beginning of the season meets and you're really just kind of learning how to run those races or remembering how to run that 5K race and thinking about strategy. Our first three weeks, we just have one meet, or second 3 weeks within the first 6 weeks, we have quite a few meets in that kind of second block, second fourth of our season. And so that's kind of going to be our learning phase. Like, how are we going to learn to run these races so that when we get to the end of the season, that we can really shine and be successful in those big meets at the end. So, yeah, I mean, honestly, I told the girls, like, it is what it is at the beginning of the season. We're going to learn in September, and then come October, we're going to really come out and show everybody what we're made of.
Thank you very much for joining us, Coach. Really appreciate it, and best of luck this season.
Thanks so much.
We'll have more after this on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner.